consistently attract soulmate clients, begin showing up on brand, monetizing on your calling. Welcome all spiritual coaches, leaders, healers, light workers, and practitioners to a show that turns you on in your business and amplifies your magnetism. I'm host, catalyst, and spiritual business coach Rosalind Fung, and I'm here to journey with you into the juicy and help you discover where the real gaps are. Ignite your mindset and soul with strategies and systems as each episode takes you to the sweet spot that activates your soulgasmic business. Enjoy this light language activation as we begin to magnetize and monetize.
Thank you so much for tuning in, loves. I'm so honored to have you choose to listen to this show. If you enjoy this episode, which, come on, why wouldn't you? Please do leave a review. Take a screenshot of this podcast and shout me out on social media so more people can be activated too. On Instagram, it's Bold Sexy Warrior, and on Facebook, it's Rosalind Fung Coaching Bold Sexy Warrior. It would mean the world to me for you to take a few minutes to share and review this, as I would love to have you help me spread more love and consciousness to the collective. I'm also super excited. I have created a new free mini e-course for you on my fun, bold, and sexy signature method to magnetize your soulmate clients and monetize on your calling. You can grab this at www.funboldsexy.com/video-course. So let's move into our show. Let me ask you these questions. Have you experienced the trauma of horrific acne and in your childhood or teenage years, and it's been super detrimental? How did that impact your body and self-image? Do you struggle with consistent self-care, especially as a mom? Are you looking for a skincare and makeup line that gives you radiance inside and out? And do you wonder how to turn your pain into your purpose? How does growing up in your culture impacts your beliefs about yourself? So I have my very own special guest who is also my very own soul sister and professional makeup artist. This is Raki Shabda. She is a professional makeup artist with the Filaments Collective here in Edmonton, Alberta. And she's an independent consultant with Arbonne International, which I am such a diehard fan of Arbonne. I've been using it for about, I would say, over a decade now. And can't wait to rave about that. Raki's mission is to help you feel beautiful in your own skin while still maintaining the integrity of the type of products you are using. She got married young. We'll hear more about her story in a little bit. She has three kids, and she really loves being a mom. It's really obvious when you watch her stories on Instagram. But in all of that, she forgot about herself. She forgot about how to dream, and she forgot how to take care of herself. There's a level of pleasure when you take a few moments to take care of your skin. It's like a mini spa treatment that takes less than 2 minutes and leaves you feeling beautiful, which Raki will share a little bit more about that empowerment process. I know I can't wait to jam about that. And Raki is here to remind you that we as women, as moms, as caregivers, we are the first to take care of everyone else before we take care of ourselves. And now it's time to put ourselves first so that we are pouring from a place of self-love, self-care, self-respect, and self-worth. I want to tell you guys, Raki is one of my favorite people to follow on Instagram. Her stories make me smile. They light me up. And this woman is always giving other women shout outs. Like literally, hi, Raki. Welcome, welcome. Hi. I seriously think you are one of the biggest cheerleaders of women entrepreneurs. You're always giving people shout outs, and it's just out of the goodness of your heart. I love that so much about you. It really is clear that you are all about community.
Aw, thank you. I tried.
Yeah. And we had the pleasure of meeting. Goodness gracious, how long have we known each other? Like, we met.
It's been a few years now.
I think it's been a couple years at least. And we met because our husbands work together. And they're in the same company. And we were at a company family party at an indoor playground here locally. And I just loved your vibes. I was just like, who is this beautiful woman? And they're such a cute family. And then it was kind of cool that I think we randomly connected on social, but it really was because you were looking for a podcast. You mentioned that you were looking for a new podcast. I can't even remember who was sharing my podcast. And you were like, oh, good. I'm really wanting to tune into some new podcasts. And you shared a review. I was like, who is this person? And it turns out we know each other. So I was like, this is amazing. And we have been friends ever since. And of course, you've been my amazing makeup artist. So thank you. And here you are, your first podcast ever. Yay. So
it is my
first exciting.
One. You're popping my cherry today.
I love it. I love popping cherries. We're going to have fun. Oh my goodness.
I was going to be like, the feeling was mutual. So I remember leaving that party and telling Ashley, he goes, did you have fun today? I was like, I really like that Ross chick, man. I think I want to be your friend.
So good. See, our vibes attract our tribe. I love it. Oh my goodness. So please tell us, you know, I've shared a little bit in your bio, but I'd love for you to take the time to share your story and how you got to be who you are today and do what you do.
I feel like it's such a loaded question because there's always just so much to like share. I guess I should start with like how I became a makeup artist because that's kind of what threw me into Armon in the first place. So I suffered from acne at a very young age. I think like literally the minute I hit puberty, I started breaking out and starting to get really, really bad, like big, and people who have suffered from acne, you guys know what I'm talking about. It's like the really, really inflamed, big, deep cystic acne that's like almost painful to touch. Okay, you guys, I used to have this all over my face. And no one believes me if you look at me now, but I worked really hard to get to here. But and I remember looking for makeup and things like that that would just cover it up or just make me feel like I could look at myself in the mirror and not want to like pick at my face or hate what I saw when I looked at it, because all I could see when I looked at myself at that time was the acne. I didn't see like my own beautiful features and the things that I've learned to love about myself now, but all I could see was just how horrible my skin was. And that's all I felt like, even when I was talking to people, that's what they were looking at. Like, that's what they were like focused on when I was talking to them, even though I'm sure they weren't, but in my head, that's what was happening. Right. So, I went from brand to brand to brand. I couldn't find anything. Being an East Indian girl, like 15, 20 years ago, back then, you guys, like the way makeup is now, it never was like that. Like, there was no way I was even going to find colors that matched my skin that was actually going to cover up what I needed. I've been looking for things that help treat it and everything. I went on Accutane, and then I finally got introduced to MAC makeup, and I was hooked. I finally found makeup that like matched my skin tone. I found colors that actually showed up as the colors that they said would on my eyes that matched my Indian outfits. I am from an East Indian background, so like finding things that actually helped me show up the way I wanted to when I was dressed a certain way was huge. So I knew back then, like, I think I was like 16, I knew back then, I was like, I wish, and that was like literally all I could tell myself, is that I wish I could do makeup full time. Like, I wish this could be my job. I wish I could make people feel how good I feel when I put makeup on. And being first generation born, East Indian girl, straight A student, like all these things, it was never in my, like, it was never taught, it was never talked to us. Like, no one ever said to me that that's something I could do. It was always like, you got to be a doctor or a lawyer or a businesswoman, or like, not even a businesswoman, but like, you know, be working in a bank, you know, like in finance, basically. Like, you got to be having like that steady 9-to-5 job. You got to do all these things. And don't get me wrong, guys, I tried doing this many a times. I have worked millions of jobs. I've worked in a bank. I have worked as an admin assistant. I've worked, you know, like as in insurance companies. I've done all of those kinds of jobs. And every time, I swear to God, within a year of that job, I felt like it was like death by a thousand paper cuts. Like, it was never a job that I wanted to stay in.
I am sure as you're speaking, there's many people who are nodding their heads. Yeah, been there, been there. You're searching and searching, right?
Yeah, it's just like never really feeling like, once I studied to go to work after a while, once I kind of learned the job, I was like, hey, well, I'm bored. Like, this isn't what I want to be doing. And as a kid, I was always fairly creative. Like, I love to draw, I love to sketch, I love to do things like that. I love playing with colors and things like that as well, right? So got married, had kids, and like, I always wanted to be a mom. I knew that from day one. Like, I've always wanted to have my own little family. I always knew I wanted to get married, and like, I am married to like my soulmate, and he's amazing, and he's a wicked dad to our kids. But after we had my son first, and loved being a mom, didn't want to go back to work, had to go back to work because he got laid off. But then was pregnant with my daughter, my first daughter. And I just remember like, there's these like snippets in life that are just like snapshots of just kind of, you know, where they're turning points. And I remember looking at my daughter shortly after she was born and just like having that feeling of everything that I ever wanted for her and whatever I couldn't give to myself, kind of a thing. And I just realized in that moment that I was like, I'm never going to make you do something that you don't feel like fully lit up about. Like, I just think that's not okay. And I just like, I don't want you to ever feel like that. I don't want you to work to live. I want you to live to, like, you know what I mean? Like, I want you to like live your life and just like be excited about every day and be following your own passions. And just truly, I just wanted my kids to be, at the end of the day, just feel happiness and joy to the core. So I had that moment looking at my daughter and I was just like, well, how am I going to do this? And it just hit me. I was just like, if you're not going to do it for yourself, there's no way she's going to know how to do it for herself. And growing up in a house where, you know, we're a multi-generational family and like my mom being who she is and stuff, taking care of everybody. And like, I definitely have all of that ingrained in me. But I remember having that moment and going up to my husband and he's like, so what are we going to do now? So it's like, I think I'm going to pursue makeup. And he was like, what? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I think I'm ready to do this. And I don't want to go to a job that is going to take away my time from my kids. And if I'm going to go somewhere that's going to take me away from them, it better be something that I truly love doing and that I don't feel bad about doing while I'm there. And he was like, okay.
I love how you were being so assertive. Like, it was like, once you got clear, you just became really assertive about that.
Yeah.
And that's so powerful because I feel like, and I really want to highlight this because I feel like there's so many people and especially moms who struggle with being assertive for what they deeply desire. They hold it in with, well, you know, like it's selfish. It's like, it's not possible. Or, you know, I'm a, like, how am I going to make this happen? Or it's all our limiting beliefs get in the way. And so as you're tuning in, listening to this, I really want you to hear just how powerful it is when you just get clear about your desire, not just, I don't want to undermine that, but when you get clear about your desire and then you speak it truth into the world.
Yeah.
That's so huge. We're not holding in, because when we hold in, oh my goodness, we like, illness happens, dis-ease happens, more stress.
Absolutely.
And we're not living our authentic truth. So I love that you really showed up for yourself, Raki. And I love that you claim that and you have an amazing husband who was able to receive that. That's really huge. So I really want to highlight how big that is and how important it is for those of you who are tuning in and scared to speak your truth. Speak it, because you can't move forward unless you speak it. And I know it's really scary. And that's where stepping outside your comfort zone, that's the only way growth can happen. Okay, love. So go ahead and continue your story. Thank you.
No, that was amazing. So that kind of happened. That happened about 7 years ago, and I've never looked back. It's something that, like, even with COVID and everything shutting down, I genuinely miss doing. I miss interacting with people, and I miss seeing that look on their face and the look in the mirror, and they're just like, oh, my God. I still, like, the best compliment I always get from my clients, because this is totally, like, what I always want them to do, is, like, I still feel like me. But I just feel like me, but better. And that's all I want them to do. I'm like, my entire goal is to make you just still see you in the mirror, but just see you in your best light possible, right? Mm-hmm. So I absolutely love when my clients see that and feel that. And that's just like my style of doing makeup and what I've enjoyed doing. And then learning about skincare in hand with that has been oh my God, it's been a game changer. Like having the kids and things like that, my acne started flaring up again. I was not happy. Like, and my skin started reacting to a lot of the stuff that I was already using. And I didn't realize that. I had no idea what ingredients meant. I didn't realize that not ingredient policies were all created equally, or that all labels were used equally as well. So you could have, like, you know, a vegan brand out there, which is great. And like, I love that it's vegan and it's cruelty free, but it can still be full of chemicals because it's not, do you know what I mean? Like, it's not plant-based, mm-hmm. and it's not using just natural products or enough natural products to actually make enough of an impact, right? And I had tried so many ones that you could get out there, and honestly, I was just on the hunt, and I was just remember looking at my skin, and just it just I was always so self-conscious about it, right? I never wanted to leave my house without makeup, and then back to like being a mom and having daughters, I was just like, oh my God, I'm gonna give my kids a complex. Like, I never want them to feel like this about themselves if I'm feeling like this about myself, right? And not just like owning my skin and feeling comfortable in it. So I think it was my sister actually who introduced me to a friend, like my friend now that who like has got me into Arbonne. And she was just like, she knew I was looking for good skincare. She knew I needed something that I could generally talk about and feel good about. And like, if I needed to recommend it to my clients, like that was my goal eventually, was that I wanted to be able to talk, because my clients were always asking me and I didn't have something that I believed in enough to be like, you guys got to try this skincare. Like, this is amazing. So she dropped off a sample kit for our RE9 back then. It's getting phased out now because we have a new one. But first, she dropped off a sample kit for the skincare and she told me to try it out for 5 days. And I was just like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like, I'll try it. I've tried everything else on the planet right now. I might as well try this. So I ended up trying the skincare, and within 3 days, I was like, oh, my skin feels like kind of nice. And by day 3 or day 4, my husband looked at me and he's just like, your skin's looking really like nice. I'm like, yeah, right. And he's like, yeah, it's like not red and irritated looking anymore. It's like really nice and even. It's kind of got a bit of a glow now. I'm like, I know, this is crazy. I've only been using this stuff for a few days. He's like, well, whatever you do, you should probably get this stuff. I was like, yes, probably.
Isn't that amazing? I think when you were sharing the story, I think it was like your husband that noticed it first, wasn't it? And he pointed it out.
Like, he totally is. This is what happens when you're married to a makeup artist, you guys. My husband has now even noticed, like, when TV shows have bad makeup artists, he's just like, what is going on with their face?
Oh my God, I love it. I love Ash. Okay, so let's head into commercial. And when we come back, I really want to have us continue jamming about how this really changed your life and changed how Arbonne really changed your life and how you look at yourself as well.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Life is a flow, and enlightenment is simply harmonizing with the way life really is. Then you find that life is effortless, benevolent, and free of all suffering. Hey everyone, this is GP Walsh, and I want to invite you to my brand new radio show that's launching right here on OM Times Radio called The Flow of Enlightenment. I've been a spiritual teacher for decades, and my greatest pleasure is being able to share with you these deep and highly practical spiritual ideas. So join me in The Flow every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern and let yourself be transformed.
My loves, you know you're here as a soul-led leader to transform this world through the sharing of your passions and gifts. You are here to be in your warrior of light and align your business with your highest self. I'm Roslyn Fung of the show Activate Your Soulgasmic Business. Let's elevate your business to the next expansive level. I invite you to flow into a business soul alignment discovery call with me at rosalynfung.com. That's R-O-S-A-L-Y-N, fun as in have some fun, FUNG, and let's see how I can best hold space for you to align your highest self, magnetize your dream clients, and monetize on your soul mission. I can't wait to connect.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like your emotions are all over the place? That's normal during this abnormal time. There are a number of ways to cope. Maintain a healthy routine, get enough sleep, eat nutritious food, and exercise at least 30 minutes each day. Schedule some time to talk with a friend or family member. And remember, you can always take a few deep breaths to feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Hello, welcome back, loves. So, Raki, I'd love for you to dive in, take us more into the journey of how Arbonne came into your life, just your whole thought process about it. So, you know, 3 days in, you were noticing, or your husband noticed first, that your skin was more radiant and glowing. And you're like, oh, yeah. And so did you immediately buy all of it? Or like what started to happen?
No. Okay. So like for disclaimer, guys, I am a complete skeptic. I was just like, I'm sure this is like, I told him, I was like, it's probably only going to work for like a little bit. And then my skin's going to go back to normal, right? Go back to like being irritated and annoyed. Cause that's kind of what was already happening. Anything I was using was like, oh yeah, this is great. I'm loving it. I'm going to buy this. And then within 2 or 3 weeks, I'm like, this is awful. My skin hates it. Like, this is not okay. So I remember doing that. And then like, even though my skin was looking good and my husband actually already noticed within a few days, he's just like, I went and chatted with my friend again and we were talking and she's just like, okay, well, you like the skincare? And I'm like, yeah, I actually really do. Surprisingly, like what if I hate it? What if it doesn't work for me a few weeks down the road or whatever? And she's like, you can send it back. No, like no issues, no, nothing, like 45-day money back guarantee. Try it for a full 30 days if you want, go from there and see what happens. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, well, why don't you like do this as a business? I'm like, why would I do that? And she's like, well, you're a makeup artist. Do you talk to your clients about skincare? I was like, yeah, all the time. She's like, do you use skincare on your clients? I was like, yes, absolutely. Of course I do. She's like, do they ever ask you about skincare? I'm like, yeah, absolutely, all the time. And she's like, well, wouldn't it be nice if you gave them skincare that you know, like you could stand behind the products, you know what the ingredient policy is, you understand how it works and you use it on yourself? I was like, yes, absolutely. Like, that's a no-brainer. And she's like, did you know we also have makeup? And I was like, let's just stop you right there.
You had me at makeup.
I was like, you guys have makeup? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, it can't be that good. Literally, you guys, like, I'm in love with the skincare already. And then she's talking to me about the other, like, product lines that we have. And I'm like, it can't be that good. And she's like, well, you should try it out. I'm like, okay, fine. So I decided to sign up as a consultant. I asked my husband, like, I mean, went home and talked about it after. And I was just like, well, how do you feel if I did this? And he was like, well, like, what does it cost? I'm like, $59. And he's just like, so $59 gets you what? And I was like, it gets me my business. And he's like, so you get your website, you get everything, like a turnkey online franchise, basically. I was like, basically. And he's just like, okay. And like, he's like, so what's the worst case scenario? I was like, I don't know. I walk away with a discount. Like, I just get a really, really good discount. And he's like, you spent more than $50 on worse things. You'll be fine. Like, if you want to do this. So, I was like, yeah, okay, fine. Let's do this.
So I love that because it's such a, it's like an easy, you know, like starting a business can be a huge and often is a huge investment. And this is such a beautiful, easy way to start a business and everything's already done for you and done with you. And like for $59, heck yes. Yeah. And it's exactly, aligned
right?
For you. So that's so amazing.
Exactly. So I started this and then she's like, hey, you should try out the makeup. And I was like, oh, fine. I'll try it. Like, I'll give it a go, whatever. Right. So guys, I'm a bridal makeup artist. I'm up at like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. I have to put on a full face of makeup before I go do other people's makeup. So I don't showing up looking like trash. Right. So, I always have this like very distinctive memory of every time I went out to do my job on the weekends and stuff like that, I would come home completely exhausted because I just had like a 12-hour day that started at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And the first thing I would want to do is rip off my face because I just felt like my skin could not breathe. I've had makeup on all day. It just felt gross. And I was just like, I can't have this feeling on my face knowing what my skin's going to react like if I leave it on any longer, right? So I tried this makeup, put it on at 5 a.m. I was like, this is like my test day, right? I was like, okay, I'm going to do this on a bridal day. Like, I want to know, like, when I'm doing like my heaviest, longest days of work, how this makeup is going to last. So I put it on. I'm like, oh, this feels really light. It feels kind of nice. Like, okay, cool. Put it on. Put on my 5-minute face, whatever. Get out the door. Come home that day. And I went and just like sat on the couch and just kind of started to unwind. And my husband came up to me and he was just like, don't you want to go wash your face? I'm like, oh, I guess I'm wearing makeup, hey? He's like, yeah, you're still wearing makeup. It still looks good. I'm like, it does? So I go look in the mirror. I was like, oh, it still does. I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay. So now I was like, now I was just like blown away because I was like, okay, I'm totally skeptical, right? I was like, this makeup is not going to look good. It's not going to last. Like, I've tried vegan makeup before. There's no way it's going to be that good quality. It always like fades faster than everything else. But no, like my face still looks fairly flawless, like other than like the normal breakdown that you would get from having a long day from touching your face or whatever else that happens. But I didn't want to rip off my face. Like my skin still felt like it could breathe. And that was like the hugest clincher. Like I just was like, oh my God, I don't even feel like I'm wearing anything on my face at this point. And I've had makeup on all day. And that never happened. So I was like, okay.
And my client, what was that doing to your skeptical self at this point?
My skeptical self was just like, okay, I guess you're going to eat some crow again, Rex. Like, good job. So I was like, okay. So then this is like my busiest summer I've had ever since I started being a makeup artist. I literally, you guys, I was working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sundays, like, and in between doing trials and everything else that goes with that. So what I was doing, like, and the way I was living my life at this point was not in the best interest for myself, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like drinking a bottle of wine every weekend and having just a charcuterie board because I'm just so exhausted from my weekends of working. As much as I'm loving my job, I'm already on the verge of burnout. Like, I'm so tired. And then I would spend 3 days of my summer, like this, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever, just like trying to catch up on sleep to do it all over again. So as much as I had chosen makeup to be this wonderful job that I love so much, I was also losing out on being a mom and being present for my kids, right? Especially during the summer. And our summers are so short. They're so fleeting. And then somebody told me the other day that, like, you only get 18 summers with your kids, right? You only get 18 summers with your kids. And I was like, that is nothing compared to
what I really haven't thought about it that way. Oh, yeah. My gosh. That they really doesn't sound like a long time when you look at
it
that way.
It's not a lot of time, right? So, like, 18 summers is nothing. Like, I, like, made these babies from scratch. I don't want to be wasting my time recovering from my weekend so that I could be hanging out with them again, you know? So yeah, not living a healthy lifestyle, definitely pouring from an empty bucket. And now my body is starting to like definitely start to shut down on me. So I was sitting there doing my invoices one day and I remember having this very distinct burning feeling on like the side of my breast, right? And I was like, oh, what is that? That is so weird. What is going on? And I went to go touch it and it just started stinging like it was on fire. So then I opened up my shirt and I look, and literally, you guys, it was like a toonie sized patch of skin that had just completely dissipated. Like, it just disappeared. It looked like I had been flayed. It came out of nowhere. I had no idea what was going on. And I thought it was just like a one-off. I told Ash about it. I showed him to it and he was just like, oh, so I'm like, it's really painful and like I don't know what to do. And he's like, well, do you want to go see a doctor? I was like, I don't know, let's see if it happens again. So a week later, I get another patch, similar size, everything on my shoulder. Same thing. Like, and then when it happened on my shoulder, because I could actually see it right away, I was literally watching it happen because it was nothing. And then there was just like this burning sensation under my skin. And I literally just watched my skin dissolve in front of my eyes.
And I was like, oh my God, that's painful. It was scary.
Painful and scary. Because I was like, what is happening? So, of course, me being me, I get on Google, WebMD. I'm like, what does this mean? And the fact that the first one showed up on the side of my breast, they were like, you know, you should really go get checked out. Like, Google says this and, like, obviously tries to scare you and everything's cancer and you're going to die. But it was really actually a very key sign of possible breast cancer. And I already had a swollen lymph node in the back of my neck because I wasn't taking care of myself. I was like burning the candle at both ends, trying to be a mom and still run my business and like be a makeup artist and do everything that I was doing, even though I was taking care of my skin, right? Mm-hmm. So my sponsor, like Lindsay, was like, why don't you do the Arbonne 30? And I was like, why? And she's like, well, the Arbonne 30 is also about like making you look the best on the outside, but fixing by what's going on the inside. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's just like, well, it changes like the way you eat, right? If you, I'm like, what does it do? Super simple program, you guys. I'm obsessed with this. But basically, I started it that September, and I've never felt better, and I've never looked back. So basically, our program is designed, like, to reduce any inflammatory foods, because I, like, those, I guess, the skin ulcers that I was getting, that's what they were called, that's what the dermatologist told me, is that they're called skin ulcers, and they can happen from high inflammation in the body. And I was like, high inflammation from what? And it turns out it was my diet. It was completely my diet. Yeah, so then we take out things like gluten, dairy, refined sugars, like vinegars. We only eat green apples and berries. Like, they give us a meal plan and everything. Like, it's just like an incredible program. So I do this program. At the beginning of this program, I am at my heaviest because I have not been eating well. Like I said, I've been living on bottles of wine and charcuterie boards. I'm the heaviest I've ever been outside of being pregnant. I'm having skin ulcers show up on my body. I have an inflamed lymph node in the back of my neck. Like, they could genuinely feel it at that point. And no doctors would be able to give me answers at this point. So I was like, hey, what do I got to lose? I'm already doing the skincare. I'm already using the makeup. What's going to hurt me to use the nutrition at this point? So we do the nutrition and I'm blown away. All of a sudden I am like thinking clearly again. I am sleeping better again. I can like function on the same level as I did before I had kids, which is like unheard of. I had energy again throughout my day. I wasn't burnt out from working all weekend. Like, I remember this one weekend, like week three of our first round of the Arbonne 30, and I worked all weekend, and then I came home from like an 8-hour day, and my husband looked at me and he's like, you want to take the kids swimming? And I was like, yeah, I do. I have energy. He's like, you're okay to do that? And I'm like, yeah, let's go. And we like, I've been up since 5 a.m. and I was taking my kids swimming till 8 p.m. that night. Like, and you guys all know taking your kids swimming is like a feat in itself, right? But being able to do that after a long day of work and not wanting to come home and crash was just like mind blowing to me. Not only did I learn about like the energy that it gave me, but I also learned about how what I was putting in my body was really affecting my skin, which was my whole problem in the first place. I didn't know that dairy was a huge, huge inflammatory response for me. And I didn't know sugar was a huge inflammatory response for me. Both of those things, when I have an excess amount, I always end up breaking out. If somebody had told me this years ago, I would have stopped eating dairy and sugar, like in the drop of a hat. I would have done anything to stop my skin from being the way it was. Like, the reaction I had to even going on Accutane was horrible in itself. But, and then the other things that were happening in my body, right? I always had a bloated belly and I never understood why. I didn't know what was going on. Like, I'm fairly active. I was teaching yoga full time for a while. Like, I know how to take care of myself and do things like that. And I thought I ate healthy. I genuinely thought I ate healthy. But cutting out the gluten was a night and day difference in that in itself, too. I was like, my brain fog was gone. That bloated belly look I had always carried around my entire life, completely gone. And I didn't even know what to say because I was like, I've never had a flat stomach my entire life. And I know that can be like a huge point of contention for a lot of women. But that was always a place in my head too, where I was just like, why do I look like this? Like, why can't I, it doesn't matter how many sit-ups I do. It doesn't matter how much I run. It doesn't matter how active I am. This part of me is never changing. And I don't know why. And had everything to do with my diet. So I learned, just like balancing out your gut flora, eating clean, knowing what clean eating actually looks like. And then them making it so easy for me. They gave me my meal plans. They gave me my grocery list. I didn't have to think twice about it. I literally was just like, okay, I'm going to do this program. I bought my kit and I just followed everything they told me to do. And I had the best results. I wasn't even trying to lose weight because it wasn't my intention. I just wanted to feel better. I ended up losing 10 pounds that month. My husband lost 15. And we've just changed the way we eat now because of it. Like, we literally live this way because we both know we feel better. We both know we feel stronger and cleaner in our bodies. And we both love the way that what we see in the mirror now, right? Our skin's a lot better.
Oh my God, that's everything.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the ripple effects, because you started out just wanting something for better skin and quality, better quality skin and glowing. And then just look at how, okay, well, this became so much more than what we'll call the surface. It became a way of being and a lifestyle that helped you and your husband, and then went deeper. Like, this is really about showing up in life. And I really believe that health is wealth. I know you do as well.
Yeah.
And it really has become like, it leveled you, it vibrationally leveled you up. It's so huge.
Yeah.
I also love, and I want to emphasize this, because the deepest part is you learned to put yourself first again. As a busy mom of three young kids, a wife, a makeup artist that's really busy, you learn to put yourself first again. And I think that is the most valuable aspects of this whole process.
Absolutely. It's been, that was probably the hardest thing out of all of this, was learning how to take care of me. And I can't, I can't thank my Arbonne community enough for that part, because that was a very key piece missing in everything that I've learned in my life and everything that I've been taught and everything else. And like, obviously, like I said, I grew up in a multi-generational household where I saw my mom be the main caregiver to everybody. And not once has she ever stopped to take care of herself. Not once.
Yeah.
And so we had like sick grandparents living with us. I was not. This is something that I feel like this is, something I've learned in the last few years as I started learning how to take care of me. And then just like that personal self-reflection, right? And just be like, where does this pattern come from? Like, why is this happening? And then when you look at your role models in your life, and like my mom and I are super close and I absolutely love her, but that is one thing that she never did. And that's the one thing I was never taught. So having to teach myself this and learn it for myself so that I can teach my daughters differently is a whole new ballgame.
Oh, then, like, wow. It really woke you up to yourself.
It really did. And it's really like the personal development aspect of being in this community and in this business has been just life-changing. And like, honestly, if nothing else happens, at least I know that this part of me that I've learned and opened up to myself is always going to keep growing now, because I'm so addicted to being like, I can do better. I can be better. I'm only in competition with myself, and whatever I do for myself is going to trickle down to my kids. And to me, that's like my biggest why, right? Because at the end of the day, whatever I do, I want them to be able to flourish from it in the long run. And if I can help them have a good mindset and learn how to take care of themselves and learn that, especially in this day of Instagram and YouTube where everyone's wearing filters and tons of makeup and doing these elaborate looks and stuff all the time, and that's what their source of entertainment is going to be. I don't ever want my daughters to look at themselves in the mirror and say, I don't like what I see.
That's pretty powerful and very profound and deep. So let's just have you all, as you're tuning in, breathing in whatever resonate with you. Raki, you have so many wisdom bombs. I love it. We're going to head into commercial. And when we come back, I'd love to hear a little bit more about the ripple effects in Arbonne and what it's done for you, for your business. We know about the self-care, but I know that it's much deeper than that as well.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for inspired conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Okay, so welcome back. So Raki, I'd love for you to share just a little bit more, because like I mentioned earlier, you are seriously the epitome of a woman raising other women up. And I'm really curious, has that always been part of who you are, or did you develop that more in the last couple of years or since you joined Arbonne? When did that all start?
I definitely feel like not. I think I was never talking about this one day the other day. And I was like, I did not have a lot of girlfriends growing up. I was definitely a guy's girl. Like, I did not want to know women. I didn't want to hang out with them. In my opinion, they were like catty. They were never like there for you. They talk shit about you, like all these things, right? I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on the radio. Sorry.
No, I say SF like you are. It's all good.
So I was like,
it's my show.
Get a little too comfortable here. So no, I wasn't until, like, you know, I started becoming an adult and realizing, especially after I became a mom, and just that level of community I got and the love and support I got from my mom, and just having a better understanding of what she went through as a mother too, and being like, oh my God, you did all of this for me. And like that, like, infinite love you feel for your kid, and there's like this suddenly this new understanding about how much your parents really love you. And it was just like mind-blowing to me that I just, like, becoming a mom and doing all these things just really started creating all these shifts inside of me that I was just like, oh, things need to change. Like, I don't want my daughters to feel like that. I don't ever want my son to feel that way. And it just really kind of opened me up and started really making me look at myself. So my Arbonne community has just been phenomenal. Like, I just, like, I can't get over what it's really brought to the table. It's brought me women who think like I do, like who want to support each other, who want to grow, who don't want to give up, you know, being a mom, or they don't want to give up their time too much to, like, not live, be able to live the life they want to live. And that was like a very big thing for me, right? I don't want to give up X amount of time being in an office job, 9 to 5 or whatever that looks like, just to create a limited amount of income just so that I can do a little bit of things. I want to be able to do, like, have the most impactful work, create a really good income, and still have all the time in the world to do what I want to do when I want to do it, right? So they literally opened me up to personal development. They opened me up to personal care. Like, they were just like, they told me from day one, they're like, you cannot pour from an empty bucket. And I was like, I don't know what that looks like. And they're just like, you just need to start taking 10 minutes to yourself. Start with your skincare, right? That 2 minutes was like, okay, this is 2 minutes just about me. They're like, listen to positive affirmations while you do that. I started doing that. I was like, oh, started noticing it starts rippling effect into my day, right? I was a lot calmer with my kids. I was a lot nicer to my husband. I was just a lot more intentional, and like, just like my mindset was starting to change. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize my mindset was such a big deal. And I started learning that again from my community and with Arbonne and stuff. And like, personal development is such a huge part of being a part of this business that it's blown my mind at how much I've been able to change in 3 years.
Wow.
And like, who I've been able to become in 3 years, and who I'm like, and I'm so much more excited for who I'm becoming, because they reminded me how to dream again. This is about me. This isn't about anything else. They're like, what do you want to do with this business? And I was like, oh, I'm like, I don't even think I've asked myself that. Has anyone, like, I haven't think anyone's asked me this since I was a kid. What you want to be when you grow up, kind of a thing, you know? Mm. And I was like, I don't know what that feels like. I didn't know how to dream past being a mom and being with my kids, or like being a good wife and being a supportive partner. Cause like, you know, like, we have family that's ill and ailing. We have to take care of them and showing up for each other. Like, I knew how to be a good support person in my life, cause that's what I was taught. But I didn't know how to be a good support person to myself. I didn't know how to talk for myself. I didn't know how to take back time for myself. And I didn't know doing just that much in a day was so much more for everybody else around me.
Okay, everybody, as you're listening to Raki preach, take this in. I imagine many of you are just really resonating, going, yeah, what about me? I don't want to forget about me. It's so important. You are worthy. You are so important. And you are so important that it is deeply critical to put yourself first. And Raki, I just loved how you painted the picture so beautifully, and how you, once you were like on board, you really dove in deep. And me knowing you, meeting you 2 years ago, but not really getting to know you until I believe it was like last year, right? During COVID. And
yeah,
just, I mean, I've always known you as the person you are now, because I've only known you really for about a year now. And it's, you are literally, like, we have now, we've collided our soul sister circles, and it's just so cool to rave about you. We just love you and how uplifting you are, and you literally are magnetic just because you have decided that you are worthy to live your dreams, get clear about them, and take action in them. And I think that's everything. That's everything. Oh, so huge. Thank you for being you. Like, this is so huge. And the impact this has on your relationship with your husband. Like, I'm really curious, as you are diving in deeper in personal development, does he grow with you? Are these conversations that you have with each other?
These are definitely conversations we're starting to have. And he's always like, what book are you reading now? Or like, I'll be like, I'll send him podcasts that I've just be like, I feel like would really resonate with him. Or just like, are about like how to grow our relationship in a better way. Like, we've been married for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, at some point, things are going to have to, like, you have to grow as people, right? So I've definitely dove deep into personal development. I dove deep into personal development, and it's definitely trickling into him now as well. Like, in this past, like, especially since all this COVID stuff has hit, it's definitely been like a conversation that's been at the very forefront of our marriage and at the very forefront of our relationship. And he's definitely taking steps to just kind of learn how to fill his own bucket too, right? And just to be like, okay, you know, like, I've got to start reading or like doing things that can't just always be about my job or can't just always be about my family, but generally bring me joy and happiness, so that when I'm feeling like that, I can pass it on to the people around me.
Oh, I love it. Being who you are authentically, and then showing up in the way that is aligned with who you are authentically, and literally creating those ripple effects in your family and your kids. Like, I see you on your stories, and they are loving up on the Arbonne treats. You've been posting recipes. I'm like screenshotting those cake pops. I'm like, protein cake pops? Yes, please. So you guys definitely need to connect with Racky on social. She's amazing. Which we will get into the links after this meditation. So let's move into a guided meditation to support you to tune into yourself, to turn inward, and to really remember who you really are, to remember your dreams, to be in the power of your imagination. So I'm going to invite you to have a soft gaze, or you can start to close your eyes. And then just breathing in. And as you breathe into the areas of your body that need more expansion, need more breath, need more space. So that might be your rib cage, your chest, your upper back, your shoulders, your neck. Breathe right into your mind. And then as you exhale, taking a little bit longer than your inhale, this calms your nervous system. Taking your time to breathe out anything that doesn't serve or support. Imagine all those busy thoughts, put them on a cloud, let them float away. You can always come back to it later. And on your next inhale, breathing again into the areas that need more space in your body. Your belly, your core, your heart space, the front and the back. And then again, exhaling anything that doesn't serve or support, any tension, any buzzing. And I'm going to invite you to place one hand on your heart, the other one on your belly. And just tuning in your breath, breathing into your belly first, then your rib cage, then your heart. Breathing in, even when you think you're full, breathe in even more. Hold it. And then release. This slow, beautiful release. Let's do that breath one more time. So breathing in through your belly, rib cage, heart space, and breathing out. So finding your own soul's rhythm right now with your breath, breathing any way that feels so good to you. I invite you to take your attention to feel into your deepest desires. And if there's thoughts of, I don't know what that is, that's okay. Feel into what's important to you right now in this moment. It may be your kids. Maybe your desire to travel. It might be connection. It might be community. Maybe purpose. And just see what images arise. There's no right or wrong. Your mind may not make sense of it, and it's trying to make sense, but just see what image arises. Feel it, let your heart feel into it. Maybe you see yourself on a beach, in nature, speaking on stage, being part of a tribe of like-minded individuals. Maybe you're with your family. Noticing what you're doing. Noticing how you're feeling. There's no right or wrong. And in noticing how your body is responding to what you're witnessing right now, you might notice lightness, opening of your heart center. And just as you breathe in your next inhale, just breathing more into this beautiful sensation, you're feeling, whatever feels good. And then as you exhale, drop more and more of your walls, more and more of your identity, and just being here in the heart of you, in the center of your being, and welcoming yourself home. In this moment, there is no one else that you have to worry about, be concerned about, think about. It's just you, with you. And notice that part of you that enjoys just being with yourself right now. Even if there's any resistance coming up, just breathe through that. And then feel into the part that knows something about truly feeling luxurious. When you're just here with no expectations, no way to perform and be, shoulds, have tos, just letting go of your schedule and just being here right now with yourself. Breathing into this, and let's activate this place of remembrance. Moraki, mara kuratia, giving yourself permission to be
living from this space, to be authentic to you, morakia morakoratiki manatu kuratia, giving yourself permission to care for this part of you that is your utmost purpose. Morokoratia, morokorati, mbrakia, ah, nanakira chukoratia, moraki, moraki, marachukoratia. Breathing in and breathing out. So hanging out with the sensations, hanging out, noticing what's rising, feeling into what feels so good, so aligned for you, and remembering that this place is always available to you. Thank you. So Raki, I'd love for you to share what your Instagram handle is.
Oh yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at raki.chavda.mua, or you can find me on Facebook.
So that's raki.chavda.mua.
Yeah.
Thank you. And on Facebook it's Raki.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Perfect. And your last name on Facebook?
I think it's under Uterid, but you can find me under both.
Perfect. Awesome. And you guys can see the show notes for and connect with Raki for her Arbonne link as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being